You're watching World News here on Press TV. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran.
Thanks so much for joining us. U.S. led forces in Afghanistan have killed five civilians in the eastern province of Khost. The two women and three children were killed during a night raid on Afghan houses. The incident comes as the U.N. has warned of a dramatic rise in violence in the war-torn country.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon on Saturday painted a grim picture of the security situation in Afghanistan. In a report to the Security Council, Ban warned that Afghanistan's overall security situation has worsened over the past months. The report says roadside bombings skyrocketed 94% in the first 4 months of this year compared to the same period in 2009. And assassinations of Afghan officials jumped 45%, with the Taliban and other terrorist groups becoming increasingly successful at killing Afghan officials. It says complex bomb attacks by militant groups show that they're getting more powerful.
4 years ago, the Taliban were operating against foreign troops and Afghan troops just in southern and eastern Afghanistan. Now they can challenge the NATO forces and Afghan forces in different parts of the country.
But NATO claims it's making steady progress in Afghanistan, despite the findings.
Tough fighting is expected to continue, but the situation is trending in our favor as more forces flow into the area.
However, more forces are what the UN suggests may be actually causing the rise in violence. And as the US and the Taliban fight it out, civilians are dying in the crossfire. Casualties among foreign troops are also on the rise. June is shaping up to be one of the deadliest months for NATO in the 9-year-old war, with over 50 soldiers killed. The UN report serves as the latest study to suggest that the troop surge in Afghanistan may be one of the main reasons for the rise in violence. So the question is, will the United States and its allies ever manage to bring security to Afghanistan?
A bomb explosion has killed six people in southern Afghanistan. The attack took place at a police station in Uruzgan province. The fatalities include four policemen and two civilians. Another policeman was also injured in the incident. Taliban militants have claimed responsibility for the blast. The militants have stepped up their attacks across Afghanistan over the past months. Afghan and foreign troops are being killed in such attacks almost on a daily basis.
Now, the interim government in Kyrgyzstan has extended a state of emergency in the crisis-hit south amid fears of fresh ethnic clashes there. This comes days after interim leader Rosa Otunbayeva said the number of the dead could run into the thousands. She has also promised a thorough investigation will be conducted into the deadly clashes. The violence in the country's south has forced more than 300,000 people across the border into Uzbekistan. The inter-ethnic violence has been the worst to hit the country in years. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon, meantime, has launched a $71 million appeal to get food, water and medicine to the country.
Well, 60 days into the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, and the U.S. government and BP remain unable to contain the leak. Now, scientists are warning that a status quo can trigger a serious environmental disaster.
The oil spill just keeps looking worse with each new bit of data released by the scientists. Experts are now saying vast amount of methane has been gushing into the Gulf, along with thousands of barrels of crude oil leaking from a blown-out well. The gas is consuming oxygen and suffocating marine life.
When bacteria use methane as fuel, they're eating it. They use up oxygen, and if there's no oxygen in the water, all the animals suffocate. We've never had a situation like this before. Bacteria can certainly break it down, and they are doing that, but there's so much oil in the water, so much methane in the water, it's not clear how fast they're going to be able to process it all.
BP has come under immense pressure since its chief executive, Tony Hayward, failed to provide convincing answers when he was challenged by a U.S. congressional panel on Friday. All Mr. Hayward had to say was,
I wasn't involved in any of the decision making.
And he was accused of stonewalling the House committee. Since then, BP has handed over the daily oversight of the company's response to the spill to its managing director, Bob Dudley. But the Gulf Coast residents are far less unhappy.
Does this surprise me? No, not at all, not at all. He, in the heat of the moment, we all have a tendency to say some rough things back and forth. Do I think it's maybe better handled by an American? Yeah, probably.
BP has even been accused by one of its own partners of gross negligence in handling the oil spill. Anadarko Petroleum, which owns 25% of the ruptured well, said BP's behavior in the run-up to the disaster had been reckless. 11 workers were killed when the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded on April 20th. The blast cracked a wellhead deep underwater. The incident has caused the worst ecological disaster in U.S. history.
Russia's energy giant Gazprom has warned that it may cut gas supplies to Belarus. This after the two neighbors failed to sort out their debt disputes. Gazprom says Belarus owes it $192 million in unpaid debts. The company says it'll cut exports by 85% if the debt is not settled by Monday. The issue has resurfaced amid shaky political ties between Moscow and the Belarusian president. Alexander Lukashenko was once seen as Russia's loyal ally, but now he is a bit closer ties with the EU has annoyed Moscow. Belarusian is a key transit route for Russian oil and gas. The dispute has raised fear that supplies to Europe could be affected. Gazprom has emphasized that the European consumers would not be affected by any cuts in gas supplies to Belarus. Reports say Germany has so far ignored Israeli pressure to stop investigations into the assassination of a Hamas official in Dubai back in January.
Now, German newspaper Der Spiegel reports that Berlin wants Poland to extradite a Mossad agent arrested in Warsaw earlier this month. Yuri Brodsky is suspected of involvement in illegally obtaining a German passport, believed to have been used by a member of the hit squad in the assassination of Mahmoud al-Mabhouh. The chief prosecutor in Warsaw announced earlier that he would seek the detainee's extradition to Germany despite Tel Aviv's opposition. The Hamas official's assassination sparked a diplomatic crisis for Israel after it was revealed that most of the assassins had used forged or illegal passports from different countries. Britain and Australia have expelled Israeli diplomats over the scandal.
Time now to have another look at the headlines this hour. Several civilians die in a U.S.-led airstrike in eastern Afghanistan. Kyrgyzstan extends a state of emergency in its southern regions. 60 days into the U.S. oil spill and no end in sight for the environmental disaster. And the Netherlands and Denmark beat their opponents while Ghana and Australia end up in a draw on day 9 of the World Cup.